Feels a little like a waste of a day. I'd like to think it was the right thing to say, but it feels a little like I'm not quite ready for all this change. You give us a break. Keep on giving and giving and giving. I'll
like trees, wait on a little girl. two, one, two, three. These days my friends don't seem to know me. Wheel out my suitcase in my hand, and when I'm standing still I seem to disappear. But maybe that's how I found you. Maybe that taught me exactly what I want. Maybe meeting you this far away from home is what makes it all so clear. 'Cause you got that special kind of sadness, you got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me wanna wrap you in my arms. People ask me where I come from, to see what it says about a man. I only end up giving bad directions that never lead them there at all. It's something written in the headlines. It is something swimming in my drink. And if I were the moon, it would be exactly where I'd fall. 'Cause you got that special kind of sadness, you got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me wanna wrap you in my arms. Someone would love me for the places that I've been and the dirt that I've been gathering deep beneath my nails. But now I know what I've been missing, and I'm going home to make it mine. And I'll be battening the hatches and pulling in the sails. 'Cause you got that special kind of sadness, you got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me wanna wrap you in my arms. You got that special kind of sadness, you got that tragic set of charms, it only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me wanna wrap you in my arms.
Time Span in Los Angeles by Dawes. New version there with Andrew Bird, which is cool. Live version came out, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, hot off the press. And it's solid. I will be spending time in Los Angeles in a couple weeks, and I'm looking forward to it. The sunshine, the noise of the traffic, I'm weird, I enjoy that. It helps me sleep. Okay, let's move past that. We had Underworld by Alice Phoebe Liu. Another new release, which is cool. Alice Phoebe Liu is a baddie. a funk baddie. You should check her out. She has a live album that is like jazzy and funky in all the right ways. She's really doing it. We had Heavy from Peak COVID, July 2020. That was the Backseat Lovers, a single that's never been put on an album. And it's one of my favorite Backseat Lover songs, if not my all-time favorite. And we started the whole show off with the Shins out in the Pacific Northwest, 40 Mark Strass. Speaking of hot off the press, here's something from the Burlington Free Press. Winooski Music Festival announces this year's will be the last after 15 wild years. Organizers of the Waking Windows Music Festival have announced that this year's event, May 2nd through 4th in Winooski, will be the final installment after 15 wild years. That's in quotes. The Indie Music Festival that serves as the unofficial arrival of spring takes over downtown Winooski in early May. The festival grew in scope before the COVID-19 pandemic and after a two-year break, returned bigger than ever in 2022 with international headliners including Japanese Breakfast and Dry Cleaning. Signs in recent years, however, have pointed to the announcement of the festival's end coming sooner rather than later. The past couple of Waking Windows festivals shrank in terms of big-name acts and size of crowds, returning closer to the event's roots as a showcase for local acts. It's all of our hobbies and not our full-time job, co-organizer Ali Nagel told the Burlington Free Press in 2023. The stretch of it is real, and we don't want to have that as much. I've been hearing this for a while, too. As they mentioned in the article, it's been a few years of this. And it doesn't seem like it's official done. It's never seems to be done. Every year they say it's going to be the last year, I feel like. But maybe this is actually the last one. I hope not. But I'll be around that weekend, I believe. So come say hi to DJ Red Gold. Weather. Today's nice. High of 57, low 40, sunny. Then rain for the next 4 days. But still warm. Highs in the 50s, lows in the 40s. Hopefully some breaks of sun within that. And then Monday we'll get partly sunny back with 65. Monday looks beautiful. Today looks beautiful. So enjoy it. In the meantime, let's enjoy some William MF Strings. Some Billy Strings. Here we go.
Where the air is clean, the road is straight, all the choices have been made. I'll keep rolling right along, leaning on a traveling song.
Thank you.
I was walking around last night, past a man we looked as it hit hard, it goes time. Stranger once in your life, he whispered with a shiner as he wanted to be me and I, him, my only shine. Your entire life is wiped clean from the bathroom window, etched out in steam. And when I take a step out of me towards a stranger, the muscle suit pumps, it feels like second nature. Original man, a clear and present danger. Don't you wish you could be somebody else? Somebody else.
Our pal Joe, big friend of the show. Shout out to Joe. I'm sure he's out there listening in LA at 4:30 in the morning. That song was called Egg from Joe's new release, The Crux. I got mixed feelings about that record. So give it a listen yourself, and you make your own decisions. But I like some tracks. I'll just leave it at that. We had a Radiohead song prior to that called Palo Alto from their OK Not OK release. So originally recorded in what, like 97, 98? And released maybe a year ago. Palo Alto, that song's cool. That band is cool. Enough said about Radiohead. We had The Dip. Bougainvillea Blues. That's how I'm going to pronounce that. Y'all know I saw them a couple weeks ago, a week ago, and it blew me away. I had some expectations going into it, and they crushed them. And we had Billy Strings at the beginning of that four-song run. His first track off of his album, Highway Prayers. Leaning on a traveling song. I love how much harmony and vocal stuff he does on this album in general, and that's a great example of that. Hearing loss. Ever have a ringing in your ear? Being around too much loud noise, like a leaf blower or a rock concert, can cause tinnitus and permanent hearing loss. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. The louder a sound is and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. The CDC recommends the following guidelines to prevent hearing loss. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using headphones. This message is brought to you by your volume-aware DJs at WREV FM Burlington. This one hits pretty close to home for me. You know what? I'm going to do a little plug. This is a good transition. So I have some tinnitus, okay? An acute case. Wait, is acute? Acute would be a lot or acute would be a little. I don't know. I'm going to go with it's a little. You know, I basically just have to sleep with a fan on. But I have that because I play drums. And I'm in a new project called Mooncusser. And we are playing Radio Bean Saturday night. This Saturday night, April 26th at 7 p.m. Come through. I've never plugged myself before. There it is. Saturday night, Radio Bean, 7 p.m. See you there. Here's Improvement Movement.
But I We're gonna play a new song for you guys that we've only played a couple places in the world. Bangkok might be number 3. This is a song called Magpie. It's coming out in a couple weeks.
Let go.
Okay, everybody. That's the last of the scheduled programming from me, DJ Red Gold, on the Jam Adjacent. This is WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative. Thank you so much for listening. Before I go, you might be asking yourself, oh, what songs did I just hear? So I'm going to tell you because I'm required to by law and because I want to. That last one, Peach Pit, coming to Burlington, technically Shelburne, this summer. Definitely catch them. I did in Canada, in Montreal, a few weeks back, a month back. Incredible. Truly. That was Magpie and a live version, so you get a taste of what they're like live. We had Ripe, a band I also saw about a week ago at Higher Ground. Were you there? Did I see you there? Similar to The Dip, they impressed me. I've seen The Dip before. I've seen Ripe before. You know, I went in. I was like, okay, I don't necessarily love their new album, but they just bring it. They do bring it live, and Robbie, the lead singer's voice, is really, really high. So I like that. That song was called Passerby. And the beginning of that little set was Eat Me Alive, Improvement Movement. That album, Slump, by Improvement Movement from New York City, is my current favorite album, which, you know, lasts around a month. But I keep coming back to it. Thank you, Ben, Cousin Ben, for turning me on to that. I have a feeling they're going to go places, Improvement Movement. They have one album out. So get on the bus now so you can tell all your friends you knew them before they were too cool. All right, everybody, I have one studio session left, one radio slot left, and that would be next week, Wednesday, April 30th at 7 a.m. Very bittersweet. Will I miss the 5:45 a.m. wake-up calls? No. Will I miss everything else associated with this slot? Yes. I hope this isn't goodbye. I hope this is see you later. But we don't have to get emotional yet. We'll give it another week. One more playlist. One more time. For all the marbles. All the marbles. Okay. On that note, have a great Wednesday, everybody. Let's get through hump day and it'll be the weekend soon enough, but enjoy the day nonetheless, okay? However you can. Personally, I'm looking forward to saying hi to the dogs in my office today, so whatever works, okay? Okay, that's enough. Bye! Equation solved.
Drawn by a chaotic system.